Hi guys, and welcome to episode 18 of SEO Tales, where we're going to be discussing SEO over the next 5 years. How much is it going to change? What's changing? And how we see things changing, using our experience over the last few years, and obviously all the kind of stuff that we see happening and changing and coming into play over the next 5 years. Is SEO going to be dead? Is it not? Is it still going to be pretty much the same? Let's talk about it. And as always, I'm joined by Mr. Itamar Blauer, who is roasting alive in sunny London. If you are enjoying the content, please make sure you do like and subscribe. Also, make sure you give Itamar a bit of love on his channel. You can see his name there and just give that a search on YouTube, and you can see all of the other stuff that Itamar does. But Itamar, welcome on to today's episode, and we're going to be talking about SEO over the next 5 years and where we see things going, what's going to work. It's a topic that regularly when I'm asked to do roundups and whatnot, people are like, what do you think's happening in the next 5 years? And I'm like, fuck, you know, a lot has changed. You know, a lot has changed and a lot hasn't changed, if you ask me. You know, I think the concept and the core fundamentals of SEO, content, links and everything else, all still working. That's always been the same, for the last 10 years. But it's all that other stuff. You know, how heavily weighted are links these days compared to engagement? How, you know, page speed is now a ranking factor, mobile indexing. We now have natural language processing. We now have better tools to allow us to do better on page, such as Surfer, POP, all of that kind of stuff to allow us to drill down into the competition, see what they're doing, analyzing it, implementing stuff, and then trying to get the edge over the competition. Google's got a lot to contend with when that's the case. Now, previously, as we all know, literally, I don't know the figures, but millions, if not billions of pages have been added to the internet every day. And Google somehow has to filter that stuff down and weed out the crap. So obviously we know that crap content, crap links, crap everything is not the way forward. How, though, do you feel Google is going to change over the next 5 years? Not how it's changed over the last 5 years, but going forward. Now, I'm an old dinosaur. You're been in the industry for 4 or 5 years or whatever, doing stuff, various different things. And obviously, you'll have seen things change. But, the thing is, I think it's changing for the better. It's allowing us more tools, more ideas, more better ways to analyze websites, and we can use that data to hammer the competition. And I think what I would say to anyone is you've got to embrace all of that stuff coming out. But what are you feeling that you're doing over and above? And we don't want to talk about crappy content and crappy, you know, links all the time. Content links, we all get that. Everyone's doing it, blah, 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 blah. But what other things are you seeing that actually work very well now? And what do you see going forward over the next year or two?
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I hate to bring it up, but when I say things like great content, I don't mean it for the sake of having great content. Because the way that things are changing and will continue to change is the way that Google understands content and the way that users are behaving to content. So when you couple those two things in terms of NLP, in terms of the machine learning that goes on, where Google can better understand what your content is about, so it's going to filter that relevancy for you much better if you have better content. But then we couple better content with matching user intent and having users who are engaged on your site, that's still providing positive signals to Google. So when you match those, and you know, I'm not going to talk about links because I think links are still very important and they still work and they will continue to work. But I think now is the time where if you're kind of planning, if you're doing a roadmap in terms of the future and how to really improve your site, You know, it's still got to be content, because if you don't have good content, you're not going to rank. And even though that might be still the case now, where you might have mediocre content with a lot of links and you're still ranking, I personally think that in the next 5 years, it won't be as straightforward. And so I think, you know, when you couple the content and you add the engagement element in there, you know, you talk about all these engagement signals, and people, you know, still people say now that, you know, engagement isn't really a ranking factor. But, you know, to me, that makes no sense. If Google wants to achieve the purpose that Google is there for, which is to satisfy users when they're searching, engagement has to be a part of that. And even recently, Google was saying that page experience is going to be a ranking factor in 2021. I think that just kind of upped the ante a little bit, telling people that, you know, people need to have a good time on your site. Otherwise, we're going to think your site is not good enough. Therefore, we won't rank it. And I think that's the kind of message that they're trying to get across. And obviously, it's not to say that, oh, we need to only focus on our page experience, on our UX, on our page speed and things like that, because they're not the only thing. So, but, you know, when you're asking in terms of what are going to be the biggest changes, I think it's going to be people need to add more focus on engagement, as opposed to putting all of their focus simply on just the link building and getting the technical stuff sorted and the on-page stuff. I think you need to have a way for people to stay on your site and do stuff. So it's not enough that they just, you know, read a blog post and that's it. You know, what else can you do to help people get more engaged? Do you embed videos onto there? Do you lead them to other relevant posts? Do you have comment sections where people can have discussions? So these kind of things, I think people need to put more of a focus on in terms of how they can increase the engagement on their websites.
Yeah, I think I would totally agree. You know, I've done a lot of testing over engagement signals and click-through rate and a lot of other things. And I think for me, just through the testing I'm doing just now, if anyone says that engagement signals don't work, they are completely insane. You know, common sense would tell you that it's got to be the case, but actually go try doing it. Now, obviously, I've tried things like micro workers. I use paid ads. I've done everything. I've tried bots over the years. And I think, obviously, Google are clever enough to now understand what bots are and, you know, can filter that kind of stuff out. And I think where I've seen through my own personal testing, and I love testing things, is real engagement that works very well. And that's why I do a lot of paid Facebook ads. It's why I now sign up to push notifications, because I'm also, anytime I put something out, people are getting sent a push message if I feel that that's important. That can all be segmented out. Email marketing list still works very well. So that's me trying to funnel people onto a website and get that volume. But that's only one small part of it, is getting those people onto there. What if they come onto a page that's just full of text? No one can be bothered reading. No one, you know, that's the thing. No one can be bothered reading hordes of text. And I think that's where videos and infographics and anything else to make it exciting, funny, quirky, whatever, is obviously going to hold those people on a page. And as you say, Itamar, then what happens? They get what they want. They go there. Is there something else in your website you should be pushing them to? Or are you going to let them bugger off and go to one of your competitors' websites? Keep them on your website, whether that's different calls to action, making things easier, like you may also be interested in this post, or even using internal links to kind of force them across to other pages. All of these small fine-tuning details are what you want, because the hardest job in the world is creating content and getting people onto it. Why balls it up? Once you've got them, you have to keep them. And it's like, you know, a hotel, for example. Let's use a hotel for an example. Someone goes to a hotel, they get to the door, they pay the receptionist, they get to the room. The hotel doesn't want you just going to that hotel once. They want you to go, whoa, this is clean, tidy, amazing. Let's come back here all the time with my family. Let's come back here 2-3 times a year. Or that should be the situation with hotels or anything else. Or when you go and buy a new car, you open it, you go, oh, the smell of a new car is bloody amazing. Look at this. Look at the gadgets. This is all easy. I could see myself sitting here, blah, 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 blah. It's the same with a website. Give, you know, show them, give them something, make it feel good and make it easy. You know, that is why we, you know, even in the car industry, cars evolve because you've got automatic gear. So you're sitting there going, I can't be bothered doing all that manual stuff. I want automatic. I want the big central console that's touch screen, and I just want it to look good and be easy. And that's, again, similar concept when people get onto your website. Make it look good and make it easy for those guys. And to think, you know, that is what's going to set you apart from the competition. So totally agree with what you say. I went off in a bit of a rant about that, but
I think I'd add as well to the point you mentioned about targeting, and the reason why this links in really well to your point is, if you want people to be engaged, they need to at least have an interest of your content in the first place. So I think when you're saying you're doing these Facebook ads, etc., because they're going to the right audience and you've done your research on the audience, you know who they are, you know where they are. As long as you can get these types of people onto your site, they're the ones who are going to be more engaged than if it was just any other random person. So that's why I think that the focus really as well, which I didn't mention before, but it's about your audience. It's about knowing where they are and being able to bring them onto your site, because the more, you know, the more a person cares about your content, the more they're actually going to be invested in it. And then they'll probably go on to other posts. So, for example, the posts on my blog post are all about, you know, they're targeted for marketers or for SEOs who want to at least, you know, get some more ideas and things like that. So if I can get someone like that from either like a subreddit or something related to SEO or digital marketing, if I can bring them in there, I know that they're going to be much more engaged, and they might actually look at all of my blog posts, and they might be more engaged in that sense, as opposed to, you know, just some random person who I've kind of instructed or led to my site, but they're not as keen or as interested, and they might bounce off. So I think the point you mentioned about the targeting is really, really, really crucial if you do want to get the most out of the engagement on your websites.
Well, exactly. Now, I could go out there and boost a post just now, $20 or $50 or whatever, and just loosely target people in the UK. You know, some of these people could be car enthusiasts, boat enthusiasts, you know, animal enthusiasts, whatever. Are they ever even going to understand what I'm saying? Absolutely not. Your money has to be going to people that watch what you do or are interested. That is a no-brainer. And it baffles me when people say, oh, you know, you can target these people on Facebook. Yeah, like you can laser target them and, you know, hit people who, you know, are all over the stuff that you're over. And that's obviously where the best part of my $20 is going, because I'm only going to get 1,000 clicks or something for $20. So do I want that $20 going to people who love SEO, or do I want it going to random Joes that, you know, 1 in 10 might like SEO or know what SEO is? And that's where it, you know, when you say it like that, it's bloody common sense. You know, it's foolish to target anyone else, because there are literally millions of people hungry for this information out there. It's a really simple concept. Just get, you know, targeting the right people, get them on. And I think, you know, Google can see the time and website, the click-through rate, the engagement, the clicking all about, going to 10 other pages in your website and all of that good stuff. And for me, those signals 100% are massive, and still to the point where I think people are still mind blown. Sometimes I do videos in CTR and people are like, oh man, this shit really works really well. And you're like, yeah, it does, of course it does. But you know, people have been doing this for years. But I think Google weight things differently over the years, and I think now I think there's a lot of weight being passed to that, and I think going forward it's only going to increase those you know user engagement signals. But you've also got, you know, CRO and everything else to take into account as well, and you know, where do you put these things, you know, the as you say, to try and encourage more clicks, the call to actions and all of the other stuff. There's no right or wrong answer to that. And certainly looking at my website, you go, fuck me. You know, they could be doing with a lot better. And that's something I'm working on, and trying to get better calls to action and better buttons, you know, better design. And, you know, it's something that just happens through testing. I think that's another thing I want to say. If you are going to be playing around, don't just look at, say, Itamar's website and go, oh, you know, he's got the king of all call to actions. You know, test that stuff. There's tools out there that allow you to test it. You can also get heat maps on your website, such as Hotjar and various other bits, so you can see what people are doing on your website. And if there's any pain points, fix those pain points as well. There are ways to be able to look at that. And there are guys out there who are CRO specialists who can help you optimize that stuff. And again, I think CRO is very much a term that or a service that is underutilized by a lot of people. People think, oh no, that's just a load of old shit. You know, just a big button down at the bottom works. Does it? You know, who says, you know, I think as long as your CRO guy's working with large sets of data and does do a lot of split testing, you will see the difference in, you know, all of these kind of small different things. And I think that's something you also need to consider. But out with that, Itamar, what else do you see changing?
Yeah, I think, like you're mentioning with CRO, I think just UX in general and just having sites that are appealing to people is probably going to be the biggest defining factor, I suppose, between a website that Google values highly and a website that Google doesn't value highly. And I think, you know, it's in terms of speculation, it's really difficult because, you know, 5 years, yes, it's a long time. But if you think 5 years ago, was there too many things that were different? You know what I mean? Like, there's still the core principles will still remain. They'll still be a thing. They're not going away. It's just more thinking about what can you do now to help yourself be in a better position 5 years down the line, right? And I think all of these stuff, you do it to future-proof your site, like you mentioned. So even going back from the basics in terms of link building and on-page and technical, you do these things so that you don't have to worry about them in the future in case there are any algorithm updates, da-da-da. I think just the things that we spoke about that you need to put more of a focus on is figuring out really how to get more people onto your site who want to be on your site and who will engage on your site. And, you know, apart from that, there's nothing else that I can say is a massive, massive thing that you need to kind of watch out for. Because, you know, I think that the signs that Google are giving us is leading us into the direction of more engagement and user experience and page experience and these kind of things. So, I mean, I don't really have anything else to kind of speculate about. Maybe you've got something, Craig, that we haven't mentioned, but from my side, there's not really much else to add.
I mean, it's hard. You know, people always say, what about voice? What about, you know, all of this other stuff? And I think these are all things that clearly are just going to happen. You know, people are going Alexa or Alexa. I always say Alexa because there's loads of TikTok videos. But I think you've obviously got to cater for and embrace future technology and how that's going to work and implement it. And there's tons of talks about voice. There's tons of talks about how Google can now understand content more and you know, natural language processing and all of that kind of stuff. So I think also, again, all these fine-tuning with all these kind of, you know, technologies that are now in place, you know, that you've just got to embrace it. You know, none of us have the answer for the next 5 years. As I said at the start, you know, 5 years ago, where we're using content like Surfer SEO for analyzing content or, you know, even considering Google NLP or even considering voice search for that matter, absolutely not. Everyone was talking about AMP and how big that was going to be. And I think AMP, just to give that a topic, some people will argue that it's essential. I think it's a load of coswallop unless you're a newspaper website. But there are fads out there where people are trying to foresee the future and starting to implement stuff that's not going to have a huge impact, like AMP. So what I would say to people is, do things in moderation and what works now. You know, a link is a link just now, and we don't really need to worry about, you know, Google discounting them in 5 years' time. But I think, you know, we can all agree that content can be better, adding visuals, adding better calls to action, and helping people navigate your website better. You know, even if Google didn't weigh these things, they're probably still quite important to do. But Google does weigh them, and that's where we want to, to you know, hammer home what's working now. Forget about, you know, you might have robots writing text in 5 years' time that's really, really good. But is technology really that advanced? You know, people have been saying SEO is dead for 10 years, links are dead, organic search is dead, all of that kind of stuff. And it's still going strong. And the, as I say, the core fundamentals are still the same. It's just about all of these other minute, small little details that you need to figure out and embrace and adapt to. So
I think it is also, just to cut you off there, I think it is about the embrace, because you can't really start implementing all of these speculatory things, right? You can't really start implementing yet because they're not really a massive thing. Even voice search is still not a massive thing. There's no way to track that. There's no way you can go to someone and say, okay, I'm going to do voice search SEO. It's like, well, how are you monitoring this kind of stuff? So there's a lot of things that we can't do, but I think it's still important to keep them in mind. I mean, personally, I'm not going to be so invested in voice search because every time I say my name out loud, it always comes up with different words, which I hate. So Google, if you're listening, can you fix that, please? Because it's quite annoying on my videos when you put the captions on there when I say my full name, and it just gives me these random words that sound vaguely similar. And I'm like, man, like this is so bad.
But yeah, I think we're a long way off of that stuff being really good. You know, accents and you know, even the way how we say your name, you know, Itamar Blower could be said in so many different ways with so many different accents. And I'm sure you probably hear that every other day, people going blah, 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 whatever, you know.
Not as much as you might think, to be fair. I'm quite surprised.
Your name's not that bad, but there are certain names out there where you go, fuck, you know, I'm not even going to begin trying to say what this name is, but... yeah, the and I think Google are always, you know, I don't know if they'll ever get round everything in every accent, but you never know. But I think, yeah, the points we want to obviously make are, don't try and think too far ahead of what's changing. Try not implement stupid fads that may or may not have a huge impact in your website. And you know, if something is working, get all over it, you know, like schema and all of that kind of stuff. I've been late to the party and lazy with it because schema is a pain in the ass, or it always was a pain in the ass to add, you know, manually adding schema, and now there's certain things you can use to help, and plugins and various other bits and bobs. But again, you've got to implement them if you want those rich snippets or you know, any of that kind of stuff. You have to do it and embrace it, and if not, someone else will. So just do try and keep up the latest trends. But any other tips, Itamar, before we wrap up?
I think just kind of stick to what's working and just do some testing. That's the only thing you can do. There's no way for anyone to tell you if something's good or not unless you've tested it yourself and you've seen results for yourself. So, you know, don't just be a sheep and just follow blindly what people are telling you. Actually go ahead and do it for yourself and see if it's working or not.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. And yeah, we'll end on that note, and we will see you next week on episode 19, nearly at the 20 mark, mate. So episode 19 next week, we will catch you then. And if you did like the content here today, make sure you do like and subscribe to the channel. Thank you.
Cheers.